This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for being here, giving us some of your time. You can thank us for all the knowledge we will bestow on you and all of the thinking process. Isn't it great? Our thinking process. What is, Jennifer, would you like to explain our thinking? Is it our thinking process or our thought process? Which would you...
I don't know if there's an explanation for our thinking process. we're out there. But as far as our thought goes...
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we're all free thinkers here.
I think we're thinking about St. Patrick's Day, among other things. Today is Wednesday, March the 17th.
I'm looking for gold.
Looking for gold. Are we looking for leprechauns and maybe look for a little... I was in the grocery store last night, and they had a special section of corned beef and cabbage that you could buy and cook and prepare for today. Some of the interesting traditions we'll talk about as we go through our day here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay Kirshner is here. Victoria out for the rest of the week. I think most of us are stunned by the reality, the shootings at the massage parlors in Atlanta. The people who died, eight of them, a lot of them women, a lot of them of Asian descent, 21-year-old man who is suspected in these shootings, taken into custody. The attack started around 5 yesterday afternoon. 5 people were shot at the massage parlor in a strip mall about 30 miles north of Atlanta. The sheriff's office said that 2 people died at the scene and 3 were transported to a hospital. They died there later on. Nobody was arrested, though, at the scene. And then about an hour later in Buckhead, which is a neighborhood of Atlanta, where I think your father lived and was working down there, Jay, didn't he?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time there.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so they responded to a call of a robbery in progress. They found 3 women dead there. So, I mean, what... goes on. What kind of, do we go back to the same stuff, ladies, that we talk about each time these happen? Young white men who are angry about God knows what. And then they go, you know, they have no real reason to have guns. How did they get the guns? Well, that always becomes a question. And then from there we do, oh, isn't this awful? Isn't this terrible? What'll we do? And then we do nothing. Nothing. Nothing is done. And then people say, well, what can we do? Okay, so maybe that's where the discussion starts. What can we do? From the perspective of people who are thinkers, as I just said a few minutes ago, we got lots of thinkers here. So other than talking about the spas and who was there and that sort of thing and the specifics of this particular incident, we fast forward or go backwards or wherever the hell it is that we go, but we are finding ourselves in a situation, the hate that is obviously a part of this thing. I mean, I don't think you get around that. They were all Asians. So what's this white guy got against Asian women? Or it isn't just women, because he could go anywhere and shoot up a place, but it was Asian women. So, you know, it'll take a while for this to get sorted out. But again, what is the solution? There have been things that have happened to Asian Americans in Seattle. It's happened in New York. It's happened in various places. I think it's happened down in Georgia before. It's happened in Washington. This is 2021. And you look at a picture of this guy. Have you seen the picture of this guy? He's shaved the side of his head.
He looks like all the others, which...
Yeah, he does. That's good. Yeah. That's a good way of putting it.
I don't even look at his hair. I'm looking at a picture of him with the hat on. But just that blank stare in his eyes that we see in so many of these people who come in and shoot up churches or schools or whatever, they always have that blank look, like they've been deprogrammed somehow. And it's a disturbing look. And we don't know if race is, according to CNN, we don't know if race is a factor, but it sure seems like it would be. There have been a lot of attack on Asian Americans because of the coronavirus. People who think that everybody needs to be held accountable or whatever it is. I mean, mm-hmm. who knows what this is all about? I mean, until you get into this guy's psyche, we're not going to know what the reason was. Was he angry at women? Was he angry at Asian women? Did he have a bad experience? You know, a lot of these massage places can be sometimes a little bit seedy. Was there a problem with something that he had going on there? I mean, what is that one catalyst? I mean, it's not one thing that creates evil. There are a lot of people who are ticked off at China right now. I'd say you're one of those people that is not going out.
I'm not ticked off at Chinese people, though.
I know, but the Chinese government, I know. Yeah. But what I'm saying is there are a lot of people.
With good justification.
Who are capable of having a lot of issues without picking up a gun and going to shoot people. And this is evil. It's people who have been completely deprogrammed and who have no empathy or respect for human life.
Well, I don't know. I just, where do you go? I'd like them back to where do reasonable people go? You know, I'm thinking about Breonna Taylor and that stuff, and how much we've talked about that this week and this past year, and, you know, the anger that comes about as a result of stuff like that. Plenty of reasons to be angry. You're right, Jennifer. But that doesn't mean that there's a reason to pick up a gun. And where did the gun come from? What kind of a gun was it? It must have been a rapid-fire gun, right?
I don't know. There's so many people who don't really know about weapons that call things semi-automatic. I don't know. I haven't seen what kind of weapon was used or if the same weapon was used in all of these attacks. I tend to blame less of the weapon and more of the finger that pulls the trigger. So that to me is my, that's what I look at.
I disagree with that. Yeah, I don't disagree with that because the people that have these guns are not supposed to have them. They shouldn't have them. There are a lot of people that are angry about what's going on down at the border. More border crossings, highest levels in 20 years, and Biden doesn't know what to do about it. And a lot of people are getting worked up about it down on the border. I sit here and think most days about how we can fix problems. In my opinion, they should never have changed what was the situation at the border anyway.
Yeah, it was working.
It was kind of working. I don't know it was perfect, but it was kind of working. It was one of the things. You know, just because Trump did it, that doesn't mean it was bad. And it doesn't mean it needed to be changed the first day, even though there were a lot of agitators that were on to Biden to change this, 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 and this. And there wasn't a good reason for it. So 313 children a day are coming across the border without any parents. There's a backlog in border patrol stations. And that'll work up somebody who's down there, who's got a gun. Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that happens. 4,200 children are in custody. 2,943 of those have been held over the 72-hour limit. I don't. Why is there a 72-hour limit?
That's what the rule is. That was the, I think it was the Obama-era rule that said you can only hold them in custody for 72 hours.
Yeah.
But that's not being followed right now. They have no place to put them, and the conditions are pretty bad. They're stacking them up in cages. People are just sleeping on the ground. They don't even have mats. And forget the gun for a second, and forget the if somebody's angry and going to go to the border. Did anybody hear the press conference that Kevin McCarthy and some of the Republicans that went to the border gave? There are people who are coming across the border. These kids are being raped. The horrific conditions that were described, and people are going, oh, well, they're just being political. No, there are children who are suffering because they're being put into sex trafficking and they're being victimized by people at the border. And where are the celebrities who go to Africa or Haiti after a hurricane? Where are the celebrities saying, wow, there are kids who are suffering right now at the border. We need to raise awareness about this. It's like crickets. It is so political. Kids are kids, whether they're being victimized under the political regime that you find to be favorable. It's just sad. It's sad about the stuff that we let go on.
All right. So as long as we're into the... we're going down
the dark news of the day.
Yep. Here's the story of a one-year-old boy who is in intensive care in Houston after being shot in the head by Houston police. The his name is Daisha Smalls, I believe. No, this is the mother. Daisha Smalls. I don't know what the baby's name is, but anyway, the situation, pumping gas. She saw police cars and sirens. She was talking at a news conference that was held yesterday. Said she was sitting inside the car when a man approached her and told her to get out of the car. And her son, the boy's name was Legend, in the back seat. I wouldn't give him my car because I let him know that I have a child and I didn't want to leave the child in the car by himself. Anyway, so the man sat on her lap and tried to, because she wouldn't move, he sat on her lap trying to steal the car. And then the police shot into the car, killed the suspect.
Kid. Yep.
And then there's the bullet.
He gets hit.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Awful. And this poor little baby. Oh,
so it's not the, I don't, this is not something where you're going to shoot up the police, because the police, you know, they're trying to, I suppose, save, whether they should have brought guns out. Did this guy have a gun? Wasn't clear. it's really something. It really is. You know, you look around at all of this stuff and think we're supposed to be a civilized society, right? When you look at other countries, and then, you know, you think about what's our future. When you see, I mean, you can go across today, with the immigration thing, the problems, the intel from Russia and Iran and how they got into our election. That just came out yesterday, too. Right? You saw that? That the Russians, the Chinese didn't seem to be involved in it in the sense that they were as active about it as were the Russians and the Iranians. And so, where did those votes go? When you see something like that, it says, they're involved. What did they do?
It's like influence campaigns. It's like stuff that's used on social media to try to create bad headlines they say it's influence rather than screwing around with the election. But who knows? I mean, how do you know that? We trust that that's what it is, but who knows? And, you know, just as angry as I get about the media telling stories about, I mean, the story about the Washington Post saying that Trump was trying to intimidate the people in charge of the votes in Georgia. They retracted that statement 2 days ago. But what damage did that do for the Senate races? What damage does that do when you say, oh, Trump was trying to strong arm the Secretary of State in Georgia to try to find votes for himself? That was false. It was bogus. So people read that. How do you ever get that back? Same thing with disinformation from Russia or Iran.
All right, here's one for you. In Ontario, which is just east of Los Angeles, the fireworks in somebody's house that blew up. It was early this morning, apparently. See the video of this? Two people dead, blown to smithereens. Yep. Because they had fireworks in their house. And I laugh about this. I shouldn't probably laugh about it. But who's dumb enough to, you know, have all these fireworks?
These were sparklers.
In their garage.
These were like commercial grade fireworks that exploded.
Yeah.
Yesterday afternoon, and there was, I mean, it was smoke, it was an explosion. Imagine being in that neighborhood and hearing that noise and seeing the smoke, and you think, what the heck is happening? And then you go, oh, fireworks,
Yeah.
I mean, it scared
It looks like the scene out of a movie.
I know,
down
it was a
street.
Huge explosion.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, if this happened in my neighborhood, I would think, oh my gosh, this is some sort of terror attack or something. And it was fireworks, stupid.
Yeah, fireworks. Dum, da-dum, dum. Okay, when was the last time you really thought about your nose? Do you think about it this morning? Have you cleaned your nose yet with the Navage? The Navage system, I guess you could call it that. It's the only nose cleaner with powered suction. Ever try to use a messy neti pot? If you have, you're not going to even, these aren't even comparable because the Navage is so clean. Jennifer uses hers, the breathing that you experience, Jen, after, this is the time of day you want to use it.
You can hear better.
Yeah, but that's true. Your nose is connected to your eardrums, and yeah, it's cleaning everything out. Navage gets rid of the nasty dust and allergens, pollutions, things that are in your home that you breathe in during the night that are trapped in your nose. So as you wake up in the morning and do your usual routine, washing your hands, brushing your teeth, wash your face, use the Navage to clean your nose so that you will have that great feeling of strength. Right, that's what it is. Gives you a nice, it's the ability to breathe better. That's what you get at Navage. Get it at Navage.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Trending time, 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horan and Jay Kirshner. The focus is on a lot of things that sort of weave themselves in and out of our conversation, and you know, anyway. But it's nice to see that we are on the mark. Don't you think so, ladies? This is rather, I find, locally here, I'm beginning to see, Jay, you're teaching me something. I'm beginning to look at trending stories. And one of the trending stories here in my neck of the woods is about LeBron James, interestingly enough. It has nothing to do with basketball. That's coming up right after this.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts, too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
All right, so I set the stage for this, and now we'll have to work it out as to how it gets into our pile of material here, Jay. So LeBron James is now part owner of the Red Sox.
He is.
Yeah. So you're from Cleveland. He's from Cleveland. How come LeBron wants to buy shares in what they call the Fenway Sports Group, which is the company that owns the Red Sox? How much did he put in?
Like, no word on how many shares he got.
Yeah. The Red Sox, most of the Boston team, or at least the two active Boston teams, I think that the hockey team here is worth about $10. But the Patriots are worth $3 billion. Red Sox are worth almost $3 billion. The guy who owns the Boston Globe, John Henry, is the majority owner. So why did he buy in? Do they need the cash? I guess that's
what,
Oh, the one. Go ahead, Jay.
In terms of baseball, what's shocking is he has been such a big supporter of the New York Yankees for years. I mean, stemming all the way back to his high school days. And so the fact that he bought, like, the biggest rivals in baseball are probably New York and Boston. So the fact that he bought into Boston instead of New York is kind of like, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Right. Speaking of that, one of the things that you're following is Dick's Sporting Goods launching their own line of, what is this, athletic leisure wear? Is that a big deal now?
Yeah, athleisure wear. I mean, who's getting dressed anymore? Let's be real. And their leisure wear, I don't know how to actually say it. If it's VRST. So I don't know if that's how it's pronounced, VRST, or if it's versed. Yeah, right?
Versed. Yeah.
Now, it's going to have less in common with Nike and Under Armour. It's more like a Lululemon rival for men. So we're Lululemon, women can wear it, and it's like you can go to the gym, or, hey, you want to go out with
unisex?
Your friends, you can wear the same thing.
Unisex.
What?
Unisex?
No, where Lululemon is big for women, this is going to be like the Lululemon, but it's for men.
Well, I don't know. What is Lululemon? That's it.
That's what I was explaining. Lululemon is like a it's like a clothing brand where women can wear it to go work out. And
pay attention, Doug. Will you please?
Hang out with their friends or something. Yes, yeah, so it's the popular athleisure wear. This is going to be the men's version.
Okay. St. Patrick's Day is trending. No surprise there, right?
Yeah, I wonder why that is. Because it's today.
Yeah, what are people doing, though, is the question, because there still is, you can't have a big celebration, right?
Yeah, they're getting pretty creative. I mean, Boston has a self-guided walk of Irish Heritage Trail. New York City is holding their parade virtually. And Chicago's not doing a parade, but, hey, they dyed their river green. They didn't do that last year.
They always do that.
Good.
They always do that. I love a parade. 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. At SEMA 360, Chevrolet will showcase a 1977 K5 Blazer converted to all-electric propulsion. The K5 Blazer E is a functional proof of concept of the upcoming electric connected and cruise package. Chevrolet Performance plans to sell in the second half of 2021. During the virtual event, Chevrolet Performance will survey SEMA members interested in building their own electric projects to help finalize Chevrolet's initial e-crate offering. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
8 people were found dead Tuesday following a bloody shooting spree that may have targeted Asian massage parlors in the Atlanta, Georgia area. 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long was arrested about 4 hours after the first shooting. Authorities say he is a suspect in the shootings that occurred at 3 different locations. Atlanta Police Chief Rodney Bryant said it's too early to determine if it was a hate crime. As the recall, Gavin Newsom prepares to present 2 million signatures to remove the Democrat California governor. Mr. Newsom says they're ready to fight.
We will fight it. We'll defeat it. So we're ready to go.
Newsom on CNN says this is a recall by radicals and white supremacists.
That are avid Proud Boy members. They're part of the 3%ers, the right-wing militia group. They are supporters of QAnon conspiracy theorists, white supremacist group.
When Newsom was asked if he believed the 2 million signatures were from radicals and white supremacists, Newsom did not answer the question. USA Radio News.
What's in store right now at your local Staples?
Your one-stop shop for shipping solutions.
Staples has everything your business needs to ship, like packing materials, mailers, and UPS shipping services.
And now, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services at Staples. Plus, buy two, get one free on decorative shipping supplies.
Staples can even help you customize your shipping materials to create a memorable unboxing experience for customers.
Staples, your total shipping solution.
In-store only, ends 4/3/21. Exclusions apply. While supplies last.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
A government agency is reporting Russia and Iran tried to get into your head and influence how you would vote. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A report from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence says that Russia and Iran attempted to influence the results of November's presidential election. The report says that Russian elements attempted to spread narratives to hurt Joe Biden's candidacy, while Iran tried to do the same to President Trump. Senator Ted Cruz says that he's not surprised Iran was working against former President Trump. The Texas Republican tells Newsmax TV that Iran would try to defeat the candidate that put so much pressure on them.
During the Obama-Biden presidency, the worst foreign policy mistake of the entire 8 years of that presidency was the catastrophic Obama-Iran nuclear deal that put over $100 billion in the hands of the Ayatollah. The most significant foreign policy decision President Trump made was to pull out of that disastrous deal. So, of course, the Ayatollah wants the administration that is going to give him billions of dollars versus the administration that stood up and employed maximum pressure to cut off the cash.
Hassan Rouhani is the president of Iran since the summer of 2013. An amateur treasure hunter, Kathy Giles, has uncovered a hoard of Viking artifacts that is believed to have been buried on the Isle of Man more than 1,000 years ago. The collection includes a large silver brooch and a very rare solid gold armband. The Isle of Man is between the United Kingdom and Ireland in the Irish Sea. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So an American tourist driving in County Kerry, his car stopped, got out to see if he could find out what the problem was. There's a voice behind him that said, "The trouble is the carburetor." Turned around and they would see this old horse there. The horse said, "Once again, it's the carburetor that's not working." The American was so scared he dashed into a pub across the street, had a big glass of whiskey, told Murphy, the bartender, the horse told him that the problem with his car was his carburetor. Murphy replies, "Don't pay any attention to him. He doesn't know anything about cars." Okay, I thought that was pretty funny. So today is St. Patrick's Day. Customs, traditions, the person who was to become St. Patrick, who is the patron saint of Ireland, born in Wales, about 35 A.D. His given name was Mawin, and he almost didn't get the job of Bishop of Ireland because he didn't have scholarship. He hadn't gone to school. He was not a saint until he was 16. He considered himself to be a pagan. And then he was sold into slavery by a group of Irish marauders that raided his village. During his captivity, he became closer to God, so he said, and so he wrote. He escaped from slavery, 6 years into it, went to Gaul, where he studied in the monastery there under a bishop of Germany. Well, actually, the bishop's name was Saint Germain, but he was a German that had moved to Ireland. He was in the monastery for about 12 years. He became aware that his calling was to convert the pagans to become Christians. His wishes were for him to return to Ireland to convert the pagans to Christianity. His superiors instead appointed somebody else named Palladius. 2 years later, Palladius transferred to Scotland. Patrick said he'd go to Ireland, and he was appointed the second bishop there. He was he won a lot of converts over. He was arrested several times, escaped each time. He had a very colorful story, actually. He set up schools and churches, that sort of thing. St. Paddy's Day also, there's a story about whether this is something that came from the Blarney Stone or not, about him playing flute, the pipe, or whatever it is, to lead the snakes out of Ireland. You've heard that story, ladies, right?
Of course. That's why there are no snakes in Ireland.
Yes, it is. It's probably true. All right. So anyway, that's the brief story, at least at this point, of St. Patrick's Day.
Are you wearing your green today?
I have on a green bathrobe, yes. A green underwear, I'm all set. Yep, thank you.
Are you lying? Are you lying? I want a picture of the green bathrobe.
Really? Okay. All right.
I will be wearing green today. I have a shirt all ready for today. It's got a shamrock on it. Yeah. I'm going to shake my shamrocks today. Yep.
Shake those shamrocks. Happy St. Patrick's Day. So, President Trump is urging...
That sounds so good. Could you say it again?
What, President Trump? Well, okay. Yeah. But, well, he
like
is. They always refer to him.
It's like I'm back in time.
Yeah. Anyway, he was on with Maria Barta. I never can pronounce her name.
Bartiromo.
Huh?
No, what's take the L out. Bartiromo.
She should put an L in it. It would be easier to pronounce, actually. So, basically...
we'll write her a letter.
Yeah, right. Actually, I'll tell you a story about her later. Anyway, Trump was on the program to urge supporters to get vaccine, to get the shot, urging Americans to get the vaccine, acknowledging that his supporters make up a large portion of those who don't want to do it. So I thought that was kind of an interesting twist and turn. He never said don't get it, right? But a lot of people credited him.
So did Melania. And he's taken credit for developing it. So that's why I think it's so silly when people say, well, it's the Trump supporters that don't want the vaccine because...
Well, it is the Trump supporters who don't.
Yes, but
Trump told them not to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
For various reasons, because people who are Republicans tend to question the government. And I got to tell you, I don't think that's a terrible thing to at least question
No matter who's in charge, we always should be questioning our government.
Yeah.
A lot of people being vaccinated every single day. And I guess that's good news for most, unless you're Jack Stockwell. Some of his folks that there's some growing concern about what might happen down the road. But at any rate, there doesn't seem to be any, you don't know. So in the meantime, the immunity that is creating the ease of thinking here, the reopening of the country, I mean, you look at it one way, there are costs to asking vaccinated people who endure the isolation of lockdowns when they don't face any risk from the virus. This is what I have a problem with. I'm wearing my mask, don't mind doing it at all. The discussion we had yesterday about what Dr. Fauci said, 3 feet's all right instead of 6. But there's also the countries that are not doing there's a vaccine passport that's been proposed in the international community. Have you heard about this? And this is one of the reasons that I got the shots.
Totally,
I don't really care
about it.
I'm
totally against it. I think it is a terrible idea.
Well, it is a terrible idea. In Israel, I think it started in Israel, if I'm not mistaken.
I thought it might have been Israel. I know they're doing it. The UK is also throwing
around
the idea.
Poland, Portugal, Colombia, Ecuador. I'm looking at a list of countries that are looking for proof of immunization before you get, and they've had this before. There was a time when yellow fever was a problem. You wanted to go into some of these countries in Africa and South America, you got to have a passport. So this is sort of the same thing. It's not like it hasn't happened before, but we don't like it. We don't like the idea of it.
Very American, that's for sure.
No, it doesn't feel very American. But a lot of this stuff, frankly, doesn't feel very American. To give into it the way that we have, we've given into it. And because of that, if you look around, China is using this. Based on what happened in Atlanta, I guess we need to be more careful about the rhetoric, because you got morons like this kid who think that all Asians are Chinese and all Asians are responsible for the pandemic and anything to be angry. So, that's something. There's something to be said or thought about with regard to how you refer to it. But you cannot question, in my mind, the fact that China has played this thing. They've played us like a fiddle. They've played the world like a fiddle. And they're using this. They planned it, and they're doing it. They're expanding their corrosive, insidious influence all over the world. Money laundering, the gangsters that are, that are doing all kinds of horrible things. Businesses in Central America, illegal logging, mining. They're doing whatever they want. And it's all because of what they have done. The vaccine has allowed them to push their way into areas where, frankly, we had the most influence heretofore. And now it's questionable, because there is not the kind of government in some of these countries that we have in the Northern Hemisphere. So they have their thugs running around everywhere, taking over. It's kind of like the Russians did when Putin took over. He killed basically everybody that ran big businesses and gave the businesses to his pals in the KGB. That's how they all became billionaires. Putin's worth $8 billion. You don't think how does he get that? He got it because he had the starch to kill a bunch of people and take over their businesses. And that's what the Chinese are doing. All this,
that's why they're good friends, right? That's why they work together.
Yeah, of course.
The same thing.
And meanwhile, we're here like dummies. I mean, another thing that Trump did that I'm not here. This is not Ray Ray for Trump, but the Huawei thing and all of these networks that, you see all over television, 5G, this, it's the best of that. Do you know how stupid you are to believe that? What that's really all about is them getting into your shorts easier, because the technology allows them. And now we finally figured out, along with some of the other countries that are in NATO, how much of a danger all of this is, because what they're finding out, Huawei has allowed them to find out through their telecommunication systems of what's going on in the government, what's going on in their defenses. We're nuts here. And, people say, well, you better soft pedal your discussion about the Chinese. Sorry, no sale to me. Because it is the government, but there are plenty of operatives that are hired by the government to do these sorts of horrible things. I mean, just look around. You can Google any Chinese influence. Google Chinese influence in Central or South America. Google it and see what's happened with the thugs that are just taking over the land. We've got the Chinese buying land in America. They're shooting their way into owning it in South America. And we're not doing anything. We're being confronted in every aspect of our lives, every day, all day, by Chinese influence, whether it's aggressive and military, or whether it's using the telecommunications or the technology of the day. It's everywhere. And you're gonna I don't think you understand. I say this you. I mean to sound like I'm better than everybody else, but I'm telling you, these people are dangerous. And if we don't realize it now and start to do something, but that's why I said what I did yesterday about the tax thing. All these idiot Democrats, all they want to do, we're going to tax the rich because they get too much money. Okay, so what are you doing about it? If you're going to use the tax system to manipulate and maneuver, then are you going to use the tax system to get the companies that are in China out of there and back here? If you're going to tax the companies you tax are the companies that stay in China and do business there or make their products over there. And you give the people that come back here an incentive to come back here by cutting their taxes. Am I the only one smart enough to figure that out?
Nope, I think it's a great idea. Your proposal, if you're going to raise taxes on people, do it on people who are doing business overseas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, it's just really, I mean, but the Chinese are very dangerous. Very dangerous. It almost takes my breath away when you think about all of this stuff and what they do and how they do it. And how they've got us figured out to a T.
Well, they're very smart because they have people who are favorable to them that let this stuff happen. And that's the scary thing, is that people are not loyal to the country when they're elected to serve us. They're loyal to their pocketbooks.
Well, it's not just them, not just people in politics, it's people who are in business.
And in Hollywood, in culture, the most powerful thing is to influence pop culture in Hollywood. And what did China do? They're smart enough to know that they protect their image. They saw what happened to Russia. They saw how Russians became the stereotypical bad guys. And so they said, we don't want to do that because that screws around with people's mind. We want people to think we're great. And so they pay. They get involved in Hollywood and they keep themselves out of that role.
Look at the Time Magazine thing that I started talking about a month or so ago. Every week in Time Magazine, they spend $4 million buying a four-page supplement talking about how wonderful things are in China. People read that. Oh, that's great. Let's go to China. Yeah, right. Okay, 47 after the hour, DJV program. Jennifer and Jay and Doug with a little bit of a snort. Ready?
Uh-oh.
There it is. Ah, yes. Feel much better with the clear shot. I've used Navage an hour or so ago to clean out the crusty stuff, and now, through the course of the day, every couple of hours, I take a little shot of clear, which not only helps to keep the nostrils working well, keep the passageways clear, but because of the main ingredient, xylitol, it gets rid of all of the xylitol is an all-natural basic ingredient in fruits and vegetables. It's a liquid, it's been around for decades, and it raises hell with all the bad stuff in your nose. And just a small amount, that's all you need. Spray for children, spray for adults, spray for everybody. Clear. Visit clear.com. Find out how it really goes to work on things like strep and staph and all kinds of viruses. And there are also a lot of scientific studies that show that nasal sprays can help prevent things like flu, any kind of flu. Doctors and nurses and other public health professionals now petitioning the government to issue guidance calling on Americans to use these nasal sprays to combat anything that resembles what we have now going on and have for the past year. Doctors use them in treating patients who have COVID. So help the CDC approval. Get your voice into the effort by visiting clear.com, X-L-E-A-R.com. Sign the petition there. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Look for the green tab on the right side of the screen. Click on it and please sign that petition.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
After the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. And guess who's going to make her debut today doing Tech Talk? Hooray for Jay. Jay Kirshner is going to deliver on the goods, starting with a focus on the wikis right after this.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
All right, let's get to the bottom of this with Jay Kirshner doing a Tech Talk with a focus on what Wikimedia is about to launch, Jay.
They're working on a new paid service for companies that draw on Wikipedia data, and it's slated to launch later this year. It's called Wikimedia Enterprise, and it will change how current Wikipedia services, or it won't change how they work, but it offers new options, so it will be a paid service for big tech companies, and it lets companies display the most reliably community-vetted edit of articles instead of newest ones. So this is all to help prevent well-known problems like fake news, you know, kind of articles that are just slandering people, more opinion pieces that are based as facts. So all of those will kind of not be popping up as often.
Isn't Wikipedia sort of known for the facts that usually if you are looking up about somebody, you'll see if they have a Wikipedia page. Like I have a Wikipedia page, and it's pretty, it's actually very accurate about my background and stuff. So that's sort of their stock in trade, right?
Exactly, yes, exactly. And because it's, you know, it's the community that goes in and updates a lot of this stuff, you've probably heard stories in the past of certain celebrities pranking each other by changing each other's Wikipedia information.
Right. Yeah,
and that kind of goes to show how easy it is. So this is really going to help, especially like Facebook and Twitter, who draws off of Wikipedia. They're going to be able to have these more community-vetted edits of articles that will go out rather than the, hey, is this real or is this not real?
All right, okay. Apple has surprised everybody by ending production of the HomePod smart speaker.
The Geek Out. Oh, this drives me bonkers. The surprising sunset of a product that you really like. Now, last week, Apple announced the end of the iMac Pro, which was kind of expected due to the new upcoming iMacs with the more powerful M1 processor. But it was the word that Apple is discontinuing the HomePod that caught everybody off guard. The Apple HomePod was a quality audio product, and especially after dropping the price $50, was a great option for any consumer looking for a smart speaker that actually sounded good. Apple promises to continue to support the HomePod, but will now focus on the new HomePod Mini. So if you're in the market and you can still find a HomePod, you may want to nab it. We tweeted the details over at the Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
All right, back to an overview of some of the other things in technology. Tinder adding background checks. Why?
This is great. So it's from a female-founded nonprofit background check platform, Garbo. They will be integrated into the system. And what Garbo does is collects public records and reports of violence or abuse, including restraining orders, harassment, arrests, convictions. This will all be known to the platforms. They will not include any arrests in relation to drug possession or traffic violations. And it starts on Tinder at the end of this year, and then Match will also bring it to their other platforms, Hinge, OkCupid, Plenty of Fish, etc.
Mm-hmm. All right, that sounds pretty interesting. This kid who is the mastermind behind the great Twitter hack, going to jail for 3 years? Why don't they somebody hire this kid?
Right, exactly. So he was 17-year-old last summer. He hacked Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Barack Obama, Joe Biden Twitter accounts. They were all compromised in quick succession to promote a Bitcoin scam Clark used to accept more than $100,000 in the cryptocurrency. So he's already been credited for 229 days of time served since being arrested over the summer. So he's just going to finish that out. But after this, like, yeah, CIA people, this kid's clearly brilliant. Use his powers for good. Hire
him. You got it. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. Tech Talk time is now 59 past the hour.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.